You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, we're underway. Batesville wins the opening tip, but they turn the ball over under their own basket. So Mountain Home with the basketball now, operating right to left in this opening half of action. And I know Matt back at the station knows what we're talking about because he did this last year at Batesville. You cannot see from our vantage point. It's hard to believe a 5A school does have better facilities as far as media is concerned. And we're in the end of the bleachers on the student section. All the cheerleaders between us and the court can't see anything. So we'll do our best tonight. Taylor Griffin with the rebound on the missed shot by Mountain Home. And the Lady Pioneers on the offensive end. Their second possession, a miss. And it's going to be Riley Walker with the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. Second meeting of these teams, the first one, Batesville won 40-37 at Bomber Gymnasium, and that's the game where Mountain Home jumped out to a 19-5 lead, scored 19 first quarter points, and only scored 18 the rest of the way, blew that 14-point lead and lost by three at home, and that was a tough way to open district play. Lady Bombers looking to make that up here tonight. Here's Tabor from about 16 on the left side. She'll score. And the Lady Bombers have struck first. 6:32 left opening period. Just getting things started here in Batesville. Lady Bombers in the blue road uniforms, gold numerals, and the white trim. Batesville white uniforms, orange numerals, and black trim. A pass inside and a foul against Mountain Home. This is on Anna Grace Foreman. It's going to be her first. Team foul number one against Mountain Home. And at the free throw line is Allie Edwards, a 6'1 junior, to shoot a couple. First one is good. Left in the opening period. One more free throw for Edwards. Misses. And it's Pfeiffer with the rebound for Mountain Home. 2-1, Mountain Home leads at 6:15 left in this opening period. Left side, top of the key, Walker. Looks inside to Foreman, trying to drive through the paint. The kick out to Pfeiffer, out top, the three is good. Hannah hits the three, and the Lady Bombers with a 5-1 lead just about 2 minutes into the contest. Hammock, who is signed with Lipscomb, a D1 pro school. She kicks it into the right corner. A three by Higginbottom won't go. And Foreman, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. This Batesville team, 6-0 in district play. They are 15-4 overall. Inside, scoring off the glass is Foreman. Her first points and a timeout, Batesville. 5:27 left in the opening quarter. Lady Bombers up 7-1. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
5:27 left in the opening quarter. Great start for Mountain Home on the road tonight. They lead Batesville 7-1. 2.5 minutes into this one, and Batesville's already used their first timeout. Stan Fowler in his fourth year as head coach. Here's a three missed, and Mountain Home the backside rebound. That's Husky that has it for the Lady Bombers. Fourth year here. They went 25-6 last year. Got knocked off in the first round of the state tournament. A turnover by Mountain Home. A drive at the other end by Griffin. She is fouled and will head to the free throw line. The foul is going to be against Peyton Husky. That's her first, the team's second. 2 years ago, they went to the Final Four. 3 years ago, they went to the Elite Eight. Stan spent 8 years at Buffalo Island Central. Before that, he was, of course, at Isser County. Had a lot of success there with the Lady Cougars. Emma Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, in the lineup for Mountain Home. Mally Tabor will come out. Second free throw is missed as well as Griffin misses both. And the rebound by Foreman underneath. So it's 7-1, Mountain Home. Just under 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Pfeiffer driving. A kick out top. And the ball is stolen away. Knocked away, but it's out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Mountain Home at the midcourt stripe. With 4:46 left in this opening quarter. Husky slows things down, gets the offense set up out top. This is Pfeiffer on the left elbow. High post, Martin spins down the paint, whistle, and a travel. Second Mountain Home turnover. 7-1, Mountain Home leads it, 4:27 left in this opening period. Hammock runs the point out top. In the corner, they'll swing it to Hagwood. Here's Higginbottom, the freshman, missing the three. The rebound underneath is going to be put back in by Edwards. She has all three of Batesville's points. 7-3, Mountain Home leads it. Just under 4 minutes left in this opening quarter. Walker works out top. Foreman comes to set a pick. Here's Martin in the left corner. Drive shot blocked underneath by Hammock. Picked up by Hammock. She'll run the floor now. Into the front court. Lays it off the glass. Misses. Offensive rebound. The putback is no good. And finally cleared out by Foreman for Mountain Home. Anna Grace with three rebounds already. Pfeiffer, a three is good. She got free right in front of the Batesville bench. Coach Fowler was hollering for someone to get there. They weren't in time, and Pfeiffer has her second three. 10-3, Mountain Home leads it. 3:15 left in the opening period. It's Edwards along the baseline. Higginbottom, rather Hagwood in the corner this time. She'll hit a three to answer. Aaron Hagwood with a three-pointer. Hagwood did not score in the first meeting. Griffin dominated that game with 18 points. Here's Foreman in the paint. Turnaround, left hook, shot won't go. Gets the offensive rebound, misses the putback, and is cleared out by Edwards. 2:42 left in this first quarter. Shot missed by Batesville, and it's Riley Walker with the rebound. That's her second board. Here's Husky, a three, and it's good. Peyton Husky hits a three. The Lady Bombers have three threes. And it's 13-6. Mountain Home leading Batesville, the district leaders. Batesville 6-0, Valonia 5-1, BB's 4-2, and Mountain Home's 3-3. Got a foul away from the basketball. This is going to be on Mountain Home. We give the foul to Emma Martin. That's her first. Team foul number three. Martin comes out, and Tabor checks back in. Batesville on the offensive end. Hagwood with it. Left side is Hammock. Her jumper is good. It's a three. Taylor Hammock with the three. 13-9. Mountain Home leads it with 2 minutes left in this opening quarter. Walker. Left side, top of the key, directing traffic. Out top, it's Tabor. Her pass deflected. It's out of bounds. Batesville will bring in their first sub of the night. It's Hannah Baxter, a 5'10 senior. .148 left opening period. Mountain Home with the four-point lead at Batesville. Walker, left side, top of the key. Tabor once again. They'll swing it right side. They'll look inside to Foreman. Foreman with a good move. The kick out in the corner. Three by Husky is good. Peyton Husky with her second three. 16-9. Mountain Home leads it by seven with 1:23 left in the first quarter. Batesville slowing it down a bit now as Hammock holds the dribble out top. Pfeiffer has her defensively. Starts right, goes left to the left baseline. Stops. Kicks it back out top. Into the paint. Hagwood dumps it down low. Edwards scores. She's fouled. The chance for a three-point play. So Edwards will go to the free throw line. The foul on Mountain Home was on Anna Grace Foreman. That's her second and the team's fourth. The free throw is good. So Foreman with two fouls will come out, and Kyra Penn, the 6'1 junior, will check in for Mountain Home. Seconds left in the opening quarter, 16-12. Mountain Home with the lead. Right side, top of the key, penetration now by Walker. And we've got a reach-in foul against the Liddy Pioneers. The foul is on Taylor Hammack. That's her first. First foul against Batesville. Hope Lang, a 5'5 senior, into the ballgame for the Liddy Pioneers. 35 seconds left in the quarter. At midcourt, Pfeiffer has it, holds it right now as Mountain Home plays for the final shot of the period. Pfeiffer starts left, brings it back right, works off the pick, fires the three. It won't go, and Batesville with the rebound. That's Lang underneath. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Ball knocked away by Husky, and the ball stolen away by Mountain Home. 9 on the clock. Walker up ahead. The kick back to Husky. The three is good. Husky with her third three. Mountain Home back to a 7-point lead, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. A great start by Mountain Home on the road. At the end of one, it's Mountain Home 19, Batesville 12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.